Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. If I sound different to you today, it's because I've just moved out of a house that I've lived in for 13 years to a rental house, which doesn't have a lot of furniture in it, as you might be able to tell. And I've done this process over the last couple of days. And the one thing that I mentioned briefly last week is that moving for me is awful, especially in light of the fact that I've accumulated so much stuff over the past 13 years. And going through that stuff and figuring out what to purge and what to keep is an exercise that I just really don't enjoy. Thankfully, my wife is great at stuff like this. But I inherited a gene from my mother who doesn't like to throw anything out, and that makes things pretty difficult. So you can imagine that the last week or so in preparing for this move has been a little bit stressful. But there's a few things I've learned in this whole process, and I've learned these mostly from my wife. And that is, when you look in your closet at your clothes, if you haven't worn that article of clothing for over a year, so you've gone through all four seasons and not done it, not used it, not worn it, and it's not something formal like a tuxedo or a dress that you'd wear for a special event, get rid of it. Take the donate it to somebody that can use it more than you can. Why not do that? As far as household items, same thing. I mean, we took out a storage facility that I think I'm paying about $100 a month for, and I did that 6 or 7 months ago to prepare for the move so we could stage the house. And I'm realizing now that all that stuff that's in storage, I don't need. I haven't missed any of it. And it's amazing how much you'll realize as you purge these things, you simply don't miss them. So I think getting rid of it, it makes you feel good once you're there. It's not fun when you're doing it. And the other piece of advice I'd give you, which I follow now, is if you have difficulty purging, find someone that's good at it and have them help you with it. Literally, I have my wife in my office walking me through the process of just getting rid of some of the things that I don't need. And she coaches me through it. And I know it sounds crazy, but I have a difficult time. It takes me longer. I start thinking about it. For her, it's just a keep, not keep, and let's move forward and get through it. And it becomes a much quicker process. She keeps me focused on where I need to go. And having that direction makes a tremendous difference for me. You know, it's truly awful going through a move, and it's awful purging stuff that you feel like you've been attached to, but once you do it, it's liberating. And in the end, you're just helping other people because you're going to donate it to somebody that can use it more than you can. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask you to subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I just ask you for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. And what it means is just committing to joining me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how you can apply the same logic of purging to your work environment. But for today, I just want you to think about all those things that you have that you haven't used for the past year. Take the opportunity now to get rid of the things that you don't need. Get rid of the clothes, get rid of the stuff, make a donation. You can help the life of somebody else by doing it and get a tax write-off all at the same time. Take advantage of the opportunity and just purge those things that you no longer need.